But the greatest single change in New York in my lifetime is in the view of equality. Blacks are no longer required to know their place, at any rate, not comparably with the rigors of the past. At least lip service is now paid to the idea of absolute equality. Assume a virtue, if you have it not, says Hamlet. After World War II, Puerto Ricans flocked to New York. Soon came other Hispanics. Equality for them, too. The cash machine in my bank now asks, after I've inserted my card, whether I want my instructions in English or Spanish. New York has become, perhaps less willy than nilly, a gigantic testing ground for the idea that America has been mouthing for 200 years. This, too, is true of other American cities, but New York is the hugest crucible, insofar as inherited hates and prejudices in all of us will permit, we are finding out whether equality can be more than a catchword, whether equality is possible in race, religion, sexual preference, gender, female police officers, for example. Fully uniformed and packing pistols, they still avoid eye contact with a passing man, just like other women. New York is at the head of the parade that is being asked to put its money where its 4th of July mouth is.